Welcome, everyone, to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today, our guest is the healthy habit coach, Tara Rayburn, who is an author, speaker, blogger, and mom on a mission. She inspires uplifting habits for the mind, body, and soul with nutrient-rich foods, natural products, and wise ways practiced throughout time. Tara is co-author of Essential Gluten-Free Recipes and has a new book and audio coaching series being released this summer called 100 Easy Healthy Habits. We'll be talking to Tara today all about those easy, healthy habits that you will find in her upcoming book and can start implementing today. So welcome, Tara. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Stacey. It's absolutely my pleasure.
Good. Now, what exactly is a healthy habit coach? I mean, that's what what you do, right? You're out there coaching people.
Well, it's actually expanded, and you know, much like many of your guests, I think I have the best job in the world, you know. And I used to do a lot of one-on-one coaching, and I realized I could actually affect more lives by taking it bigger, by doing books and blogging, none of which I originally intended to do, but it just kind of had blossomed. You know, people saw what I was doing with my kids, and you know, friends would start asking, and then friends of friends, and then I just realized, you know, just we've got a web, we've got the internet. Let's take this up there and do it. And so what I do, really, you know, it's not just nutrition. You know, it is eating real foods, it is exercising, but more importantly, it's being wise in those ways. You know, taking some of those principles that my grandmother taught me and really kind of weaving them into today's lifestyle, because those principles really worked. They were a foundation of health for people for, oh gosh, years and years and years. So I get to do that for a living.
Well, that's fantastic. And you're right. I mean, the stuff generations ago, it did work when we didn't need to have that convenience factor, right? When everyone wasn't so crazy busy that they'd never even had time to sit down and make a meal with their family and eat it slowly and eat it in joy, right? So I think what you're doing is fantastic. And I know you're out there and you're trying to debunk, you know, bad health information. There's so much conflicting health information being shared today via the web, right? Via that same vehicle that's out there helping you get the good information out. You know, there's wrong information as well. So how do we know and choose the right healthy habits for ourselves?
Well, you know, I always focus on learning to discern. You know, really trying to learn to discern where is the information coming from? You know, who is posting it? You know, I used to be asked the question all the time, well, what's the best healthy habit? And, you know, I used to come up with this little checklist, but I realized the best healthy habit is one that somebody will actually do. And so when you're out there looking for information, you know, I just don't believe that there's a perfect diet or a perfect food or a perfect exercise. I think we are all individuals. We come into it with different, you know, heritage, different habits, different lifestyles, mm-hmm. different circumstances. And so what I more importantly focus on is showing people how to choose those habits. And if you want, I can walk us through that real quick right now.
Okay, sure. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. So first and foremost, I'll have someone make a list of the top 3 to 5 health goals or challenges. You know, I say it that way because sometimes, you know, people are in a pretty good place and they just really are trying to reach goals, while other people really have some severe challenges. But either way, it kind of is the same list. And so they make this list of 3 to 5 things. And most people know right away which one's their priority. And so we pick one. And it doesn't have to be the biggest one. It just has to be one that they'll actually can make a dent in. The idea is to set yourself up for success. So if quitting smoking is too big, then maybe having a better lunch is an easier habit. You know, you see how that works? Kind of picking something simple.
Absolutely. And then something you'll stick to.
Exactly. Because it's more important. It's not where to start. I mean, you can go online and find a million places to start. And most people at that point shut down. So when you start with yourself, knowing yourself and knowing what your challenges, your goals are, and the place you want to start, then the fun part is brainstorming. Okay, my habit is I want to lose weight. Okay, that's a kind of a, you know, broad thing, no problem. Well, let's brainstorm a bunch of habits for that. Maybe 10 to 15 habits for that. Walk for 20 minutes, you know, three times a week. Eat a better lunch. Eat real food at lunch. How about that? That's, you know, real specific, real simple. And that's the key, is make these habits simple and doable. And then, you know, after you've got your list of about 10 to 15 of those, just choose one. Choose one and focus on that for a week. You know, I always tell people, you can do it for a week. You know, you can do anything for a week. And then at the end of that week, just kind of look at it. Did it work? You know, do you feel better? Do you feel worse? Do you not feel any different? Either decide you're going to keep that habit and choose a new one, or you can drop that habit. It's no pressure. You know, and that's the key, I think, is just taking the pressure off of people.
Right.
You know, people just, it's amazing how locked up people get when they have this goal of, I just want to be healthier. Well, let's break that down to a simple little habit and one that you can do, because once you get that ball rolling, once you get a habit under your belt for a week, it's like, oh, I can do this. This is not so hard. And then maybe you can take on more challenging habits or more challenging goals. You see how that works? Really simple.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you do one, then you feel good and you're motivated to do the next thing. And then all of those little habits, of course, they add up to bigger habits. And then all of a sudden you're doing kind of the reverse thing that you did when you had the big goal of getting healthier, losing weight, and you were breaking it down. Now you've just built yourself up, and all of a sudden, ta-da, you're at your goal, and it's all habit now. So that's fantastic. I love the habit checklist. And I know that in your new book and audio coaching series, you list lots of habits, 100 habits to be exact. How did you get to that number?
Well, it just sounded good. 100 healthy habits, you know,
right.
And we added the word easy, because, you know, we don't want people to feel like they have to go buy a machine or they have to, you know, completely overhaul their kitchen. You know, these are easy, simple, doable things that anybody can do. And, you know, honestly, at first when I came up with 100, I thought, okay, that's going to be a challenge. Well, it was a challenge, but for the opposite reason. I actually, because I've just been doing this for so long, and I had to learn so many habits for myself and for my kids, you know, once I had kids, that, you know, it was hard to narrow it down to 100. So chances are this may become, you know, one of those series that, you know, 100 healthy habits for moms, 100 healthy habits
right.
for college students. Because it was really actually hard to just choose 100.
Yeah, wow. I mean, because you've lived this. So, of course, you've done all of these things, and I'm sure as you continue in your life, you pick up more things, right, that can help people. Or maybe you encounter someone who has a specific challenge that has a habit they shared with you that maybe you didn't think of as well. So you've got 100 easy, healthy habits, and I know that you've broken those down into four major categories: the healthy habits for life, healthy habits for peace of mind, healthy habits for the road, and healthy habits for community. Now, tell us a little bit about each of those sections, and if you could also give an example of each one.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I kind of decided to make some categories, because the book is really designed to just kind of, it's almost like a daily devotional where you open it up, you know, and you read that. Here's how you do it. Here's why you do it. You know, here's what it is. Here's how you do it. And here's why. And here's your resources, and go. And so really people can jump around. It's not a book that they have to read cover to cover. But
right.
I did create the first section, Healthy Habits for Life, as kind of a foundation section. You know, there's habits that I feel like a lot of the other habits build off of. So I encourage people, if they can, to just go ahead and go through that section first. But it's not a deal breaker. The whole book is designed where someone can just open it up, put their finger down, and go, that's the one I'm going to do today, if that's the way they like to choose things.
Mm-hmm.
So something as simple as this, Healthy Habits for Life, healthy habit number 23. It is so fun and so simple. Chew. And actually, to be specific,
right.
Chew. That was one of those little morsels I got from a friend of mine who was a nutritionist all his life. When I met him, Dr. Bruce McFarland was 85 years old. And I asked him, I said, so what's, you know, if you're on the elevator with somebody and you have just that short amount of time and they ask you what's the best thing that they can do for the health, what would you say? And he said that. He said chew. And I thought at first, okay, that's crazy. And now, after all these years, I realized the wisdom. and that statement. You know, we buy digestive enzymes, we buy antacids, we do all these things because people have so many problems with their digestion. And when you do something as simple as really focus on your chewing, you're increasing digestion, absorption, you're lowering your stress levels, you're supporting your hormones. I mean, it's amazing how many places of your own health that simple habit can help. And, you know, so that's why I kind of like people to look at that first section, because most of those things are free. You know, they're just things that you can practice, habits you can practice. And then the second section is healthy habits for peace of mind. Now, we all are realizing more and more, you know, we are mind, body, and soul. And so caring for all those aspects of ourselves is important to wellness. And so with peace of mind, the idea is, what are things that actually affect our mood and our stress level, which ultimately affects our health? And one of my favorite ones in that section is healthy habit number 44, conscious posture. And that was a habit that my chiropractor back in Virginia, Dr. Pete Hilgartner, shared with me. He talked about how we sit, stand, and sleep. And nowadays, I have realized how much of what I do is sitting, looking down at my computer, or looking down at my kids, or looking down while I cook. You know, there's so many habits, just daily things that I do, that cause me to be in that kind of posture. So,
you know, I just straightened my back when you said it.
Absolutely.
Yes, I do have to remember to do that, because the same thing, and we all have these busy lives, and yes, we are also connected, and we are always looking down, and we're always at a computer, it seems. So that is a really, really great tip and good. And you're getting all of this information from some really wise individuals, right? So, you know, we just have about a minute left or so. We are already running through all of these things, and, you know, time flies, right? We're having fun. If you just want to quickly tell us about the last two sections, and then, of course, just if you could tell us one thing you want to leave with our listeners today.
Okay. Well, the healthy habits for the road section is, whether you travel for a living or you're going on vacation, it's 25 habits that just pack in power for the road, keep you healthy. A lot of people go on trips and they come back and they're sick. So we don't want to do that. You know, make that, you know, healthy habit number 60, make that quart count, that quart size bag, which you put in it. And, you know, all this can be explained more in the book and in my blogs. The final section, healthy habit for community. You know, if we don't have a healthy community, you know, that affects our wellness too, as we all know. So one of my favorite ones in that section is healthy habit number 97, forgive to live. And I think, you know, that explains itself, honestly.
Right.
Yeah. And as far as, you know, final thoughts, like you said in the beginning, convenience is not king. You know, what you do every day has more to do with your health. You know, your daily habits, that your best health care plan is to actually care for your health daily. What you do day in and day out can have so much impact. And so when you're mindful about that, you know, and you choose a habit that uplifts your life, you're investing in your long-term health. And that's really the key.
Every day, keep at it, right? Just one thing a day, you know, get those habits moving and venture out and try some more. You'd be surprised about what you could do. We always talk about there, the more you do, the more out here in at Annie Jennings PR, we always say the more you do, the more you can do, and then you could do some more. And then all of a sudden it just becomes like a lifestyle. I mean, it's really a wonderful concept, an easy way to introduce these habits for people that may be starting, you know, from ground zero. So to get more information about Tara Rayburn, her blog, books, recipes, and real health news, please visit www.thehealthyhabitcoach.com. And don't forget to look for 100 Easy Healthy Habits, Uplifting Habits for the Mind, Body, and Soul book and audio coaching series this summer from Life Science Publishing, available at lifesciencepublishers.com or amazon.com as well. So again, thank you, Tara, so much for an informative interview.
Thank you so much, Stacey.
This podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.